I knew that this service was scheduled for today. I've known it for several weeks, really. But I thought it rather ironic this morning when I awakened and was preparing for attending church that the words of an old World War II song came to my mind. I was a soldier, 4 years, 11 months, 19 days, 2 hours, and 45 minutes. I'm proud of my honorable discharge that I have. But I recall the words, mentioned them to, I believe, Brother McCoskey. I said, were you old enough, Brother McCoskey, to know much about World War II those days? In my mind, I thought he surely probably know about World War I. But he didn't know about that. But he began to quote some words out there, things that had come to my mind at over 40 years old. And it was that patriotic song that some young man used to sing back in the 40s when World War II was going on, and it was called A Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. And the words of that went something like this: there's a star spangled banner waving somewhere, in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. It's amazing how those words came. I can't remember what happened yesterday, but I do know what happened about 40 years or so ago. The song went ahead to say, I see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Colin Kelly, too. First American pilot that went down. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes, brave and true. It said, in this war with its mad schemes of destruction of our country fair and our sweet liberty, of the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. And for that precious right, I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. And then he closed it out by saying, though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir, please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help you bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven, there should be a place for me. Any old-timers here remember any of that?
Yeah.
A few of you, I see some of your hands. You're identifying yourself. I mentioned this in this church before, and I'm going to only take 2 or 3 more minutes. Some weeks ago, I think I did, and I was just used it as an illustration in a message that I was trying to preach, I think, when I was here with Brother Rutledge. And I used the illustration of the story of that war correspondent that was in Korea. And he walked up upon a scene that I'm sure was multiplied many times over during the Korean War in the 50s. And it was a picture of an old, dirty, disheveled, unkempt, unshaven, combat-fatigued Marine laying back across what was left of a stump that no doubt artillery had blown away, had his rifle laying over on another part of the area there, and this war correspondent spotted him, if I'm recalling this correctly. And he stopped and he looked at him and he said, Mister, if I could give you anything in the world you wanted, If I could give you the desire of your heart, whatever you wanted, what would you wish for? What would you want? And that unkempt, shaggy, unshaven, tired, weary, combat-fatigued Marine sat there for a moment and studied and about it, and then he looked up at him and he said, "Sir, if you could give me anything in the world I wish for, if you could grant me the wish of my heart." Now you think about that. We've heard our fairy tales about our so-called fantasies and dreams, and if anybody asked us what would we want, we'd get anything in the world we wanted. I'm sure that I'd like to have a couple of Lincolns and two Mercedes Benz and 4-week vacation in Hawaii and a pad somewhere, condo in New York, you know. I can think of a lot of things if anybody asked me that question. But over in Korea, with his back up against a stump, tired and weary and forlorn, no doubt homesick and lonely, this Marine looked up at that correspondent and said to him, "Sir, if you could give me anything I wanted, I'll tell you what I'll take." He said, "Give me tomorrow. Give me tomorrow." I don't know what all went through his mind, but I'm sure he was thinking to a place where there were no guns and no bullets and no foxholes. A place, perhaps, where I could go once again to the smell of the farm, a cool drink from the well, a piece of apple pie, clean sheet to lay on. He had his mind at that time on a different kind of star-spangled banner. He was no doubt looking ahead past all of that to a home and a wife, and children, family, and church. Freedom of religion. Freedom of religion. A different kind of tomorrow. And because of men and women like him, and many thousands multiplied others, we have that tomorrow. We have that tomorrow to get rid of sins past. We have that tomorrow God's given us in order to find an old-fashioned altar somewhere where we haven't got too much pride, where we can still walk down to an old-fashioned altar unashamedly with tears flowing and asking God to make it right all over again. America, one of the few countries that still has altars. America, a land of the free and the home of the brave that provides freedom of religion. Freedom for me to stand here today and tell you, friend, you need to be born again of the water and the Spirit. You need to have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. It started waving many, many years ago. I'm glad I found the Lord one day, and I'm glad for every soldier and sailor and marine, everyone that laid his life on the line in order that I could stand here today and be in this tremendous service. I've been so impressed with it, Sister Susan, for the songs. I tell you, got a lump in my throat with those fellows marching down there. I watched your pastor up here cry a little bit. Amen. And I'm glad I can say I'm not ashamed of that. We need more people in churches that know how to cry a little bit and weep. Don't we? I'm looking for that star-spangled banner that's still waving, still beckoning, saying, "Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest." God bless you.